Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
Pardon my American.
Global awakening to the new world order.
Pardon my American.
Artificial intelligence Mondrogan.
Pardon my American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Shit.
Whoa! What the fuck?
Greg, what's up, dude?
What's going on, everybody?
Live from San Francisco, the pits of hell.
Dude.
Shit town, right?
Yeah, I've stepped in like 10 piles of shit already.
Yep, that's not good. That's not good.
Hey, it's just for a training. I'll be back on freaking Saturday. So.
All right. Well, hey, I'm glad everybody's in studio.
Yeah.
Chris has been out for a little bit. You got some teeth.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
Got some new teeth.
We got shit.
And I sound so stupid right now, and like,
hey, you sound like Trump on X.
Forgive me, like, it's gonna be a struggle because I gotta get used to this.
Yeah, tell them what you did though, because we never really explained.
So basically, I had really bad teeth.
Yeah,
like the front ones were okay.
Wait, do we have any sad music we can play in the background? That would be hilarious.
Like the front ones were okay, they were like crooked and shit, but the back ones were like rotting away, and there was nothing I can do about it. It was like painful, and it was like causing nothing.
I want to say it so everybody understands, okay? Because there's perceptions about teeth. You brush your teeth, you took care of your teeth, you have like a it's genetic, basically. Your whole family have soft teeth, like no enamel buildup on you. Like you don't, it's bad. So like your teeth break all the time.
Yeah, it just eating dinner, I've had just teeth break while I'm eating dinner.
Yep.
I went and had them all removed, and now I have these temporaries in here, and there for a while, I literally couldn't say anything. Couldn't fucking talk.
You're puffy.
Yeah, I was puffy. My face was like this fucking big.
Yeah, you couldn't even get the other teeth in because it was the swelling stuff at that point.
But I'm on my way back to being normal. I can kind of talk now. So
yeah, why don't you show everybody those pearly whites?
Yeah,
look at those bad.
I mean, look how perfect those look.
So you're gonna in like a week or so, you're gonna get fitted again, and you're gonna get your permanent
on Monday
dentures that like lock into place and shit.
No. On Monday, I'm going in again to get stitches removed because I still have all the stitches on the bottom.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to fit me for my permanent ones for the top. And then like 3 months from now, I get the clip in ones.
Oh, okay.
After the bone heals.
But you're going to be soon.
Cause I had implants. So I had these little studs placed in my jawbone.
Yeah.
So the bottom ones will just clip in and be there forever. As long as I want them. Though.
Here's the thing. I'm happy for you because it's something you've been talking about for years, that you just wanted to do it so that you could actually enjoy food and actually eat without any pain. And it's going to be a process. We know that. So, you're going to have that little bit of a lisp. It's okay. Yeah, it gives you character.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I actually took a Dremel to these last night.
A Dremel?
You took a what?
A Dremel to these last night and like shaved them so they fit better. And that's why I'm talking better now.
Okay. That's
because they were like way too big. And like the spot on the roof where your tongue is supposed to go.
Yeah.
Was like really small. Mm. So I like took a Dremel and I was like, fucking augered that fucker out.
Good deal.
You know what? Now you're going to sound like Joe Rogan with a lisp, dude.
Yes. That's
right. Right.
Let's address the other thing that's going on, right? You guys heard the intro. We have decided collectively we are absolutely going back to Pardon My American. There's no reason not to. It was our show. We love the name. We love Last American. All this stuff's fine, but like Pardon My American is the show. It's always been the show.
It's us.
It's us, and it doesn't really matter. We're enjoying what's happening. It doesn't matter if we're getting 100,000 views or 10 views. Like, we just enjoy the show, so why not just go with what we love, which is Pardon My American.
Yeah.
So with that said,
we're actually, you know, it's going to hurt the show because we're going to be banned on Spotify. So, I mean, we love it that much.
Yeah, it's it is what it is. It's,
hey, maybe that'll change in the future. There is some shit happening.
It's that, possible.
Yeah.
So, that's, I mean, true. Who knows?
Yeah, it's very possible. But, you know, yeah, it's just time for it. And so obviously we're going to address ourselves as Pardon My American going forward. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll get everything back to like, where the logos and everything's
logos and updates and posting and stuff will all be done through the Pardon My American original channels.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, I mean, here, honestly, the switchover could be done in a day.
Yeah, but
everything is still there.
Yeah.
Everything, it just needs to be a click of a couple buttons and it will be back where it goes.
We'll get it there.
Yeah, it won't take long. Yeah.
So that's it. So I know you guys have asked for it for a while. I know, like, even you guys supporting the new show, the new name and all that stuff, that's awesome.
And we appreciate it too.
We do appreciate it, but it, absolutely, like, Pardon My American. I feel like, one of the things that, like, really started changing my mind about that, even though we talked about it, was when me and Chris went to dinner that day.
Oh, yeah.
And there were some fans of the show here in Houston. And, like, the wife was like, do you guys do a show? And we're like, yeah. Pardon My American? And I'm like, that's what people know.
Yeah.
I want to get back to that. That's what people know. So we're going to go to that. So I'm excited.
Yep.
I'm excited, man.
You know, hey, the experiment, you know, we tried it. It failed. And now we're going back.
So we had reason.
Well, I mean, it didn't fail. I mean, we did, even this channel does better with numbers than most podcasts starting out. So.
Yeah. It's just, I wouldn't say it was a fail, but like we felt like it was necessary to do.
Yeah.
In the situation that we were in, we just felt like it was necessary to do. And we had our reasons to do it, but at this point we don't give a fuck. And I think we just need to go back to it. And we all agreed, I think, that it's time. The other day when Greg, were on Patreon Live, right? You played that and I was like,
God. Yeah. Yeah. I played the Patreon. It's a special opener, everybody. Yeah. So if you're not on Patreon, you won't get to hear it, but yeah, it's a special intro that I made just for our Patreon followers.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
but you know what? Hey, like, we started out like not giving a fuck, just talking about what we want to talk about. I think we should go back to that.
Yeah, I definitely think so, man. I mean, listen, like, we, you know, Clinton's eating kids and fucking period blood and fucking, you know.
What's her name? Fucking
Ellen has moved to England.
No, she already moved.
Good.
Yeah.
Already moved to England.
Yeah,
that's not going to save her ass, though, when they go after her for the pedo shit. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, the Butch of England. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's the Butchess.
Oh, dude, what if she was?
What?
What if she was related to Jack the Butcher, Jack the Ripper, dude?
She's just, you know, she came out with
that. That guy.
With that stand-up, you know, that she did that. It was Netflix, or I think it was Netflix or one of the streaming services, but she did her stand-up special, and I just saw it, and I was like, this is such a grab. Like, you are just trying your best to, like, well, I lost everything, so I'm going to go back to stand-up, which is what she did early in her career. And it's just unfunny. She's just not funny. I think she's just a really bad person, and there's no hiding it.
It's been the writing's been on the wall for years, dude.
Like,
remember back even before 2020, there was all these stories about, like, her staff hating her. And it's funny because, like, I used to listen to Adam Carolla, like, religiously.
Yeah.
And he was like, I have this suspicion that Ellen DeGeneres is a humongous bitch.
Oh, yeah.
And
for sure, dude.
Turns out he was right.
Yeah. And the shit she did with, like, I don't know. You just, like, in hindsight, once you kind of learn things, you look back at old videos of her and what she's done with guests, and you're like, oh, yeah. Like, it just, there's weird shit, and you see it, which it was so.
She's just too happy. She's too fake.
Yeah. But there was
dancing all the time. No one dances all that time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just, so, I haven't thought of her.
Danielson says in the chat here, he says, I'm pretty sure England has an extradition policy. What would be super suspicious if Ellen moved to Greece?
Because,
you know, Greece and the pedo laws that they have there, right? Ooh, God.
Dude, I would love to go to Greece, though, man.
It would be.
Greece
would be cool.
Right after I talk about that.
The Greek islands, man. Like, give me, I want that. That's where I want to go. I want to go there bad. I want to go see that shit. It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. They got to fix those shit, though. They got that laws and shit, man. You got to get that right. You know what I mean?
They're not gonna.
Yeah.
No, because it's fucking ancient bullshit. Not ancient, but it's just like old law shit, and it's fucking dumb. But yeah, I honestly came in not thinking that I would hear Ellen DeGeneres. I can tell you that right off the bat. I haven't spoke that name for a while.
Me either. She just popped up on the thing. I was like,
oh. Damn, dude.
She has lives
too. Yeah.
Anyways, fuck, World War III's coming. That's cool.
Nope.
No.
Putin came out today and said he's willing to make negotiations for a ceasefire as long as Trump makes the deal.
Yeah, there's that. But I just think the sabotage effect is pretty incredible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think that's pretty incredible, man. But I also, like, I didn't fret it. I think a lot of people, I was up late last night. I was watching a lot of videos, and I could see people were getting like, man, this is going to be bad. And I'm like, I'm not worried about it. Because, like, I think the world knows that Biden's gone. You know what I'm saying?
Kamala's gone. She's like, isn't she in Mexico right now?
Oh, well.
Or she's at the beach or something?
Yeah. Is she? Something. I don't remember.
Yeah, she's on a vacation.
And Joe is up in the fucking Amazons, dude. He's out there fucking walking the wilderness. Oh, you know what I'm saying? He's out there fucking wrestling snakes and shit, bro.
He's just lost again.
Wandered off into the fucking jungle.
Yeah, dude. I turned on the thing and I saw him sitting at that fucking weird, like, tiki desk. And I thought it was like a Moana fucking trailer because there was like some gal coming up with like the banana leaves and shit. And I'm like, what in the fuck is this? Is this like a Disney special? Like, what are we doing? You know?
Was the video I seen real? Like where he was at the podium and then he turned around and just walked into the fucking forest.
Oh,
really?
Had this like safari fucking shirt on and he's like standing there and he's talking and he's done. And he just turns around and walks into the fucking jungle.
Wow.
Dude, it's
like, what are you doing? What is going on here? This is the world right now.
Just wandering off. And the funny thing is, I think Secret Service and the whole thing, they just say, let it happen.
Yeah.
Just let him go.
If we just let him go, we don't have to worry about him anymore.
I mean, best case scenario, he gets taken down by a big cheetah. You know something? Like, can you imagine?
I don't know. Are you guys looking at the comments?
He dropped a
juicy nugget here. So you guys know how I can see in the house across the lake from me, she says? The guy is totally having an affair. The lady he's snuggling on the couch with is not his wife.
Oh, shit.
What?
Busted.
Oh, shit. Oh, so, you're actually watching real-time affairs happening. This is like a new TV show.
Yeah.
Dude,
real-time.
You should film this in blackmail. You could start your own Diddy party. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, neighbor, you better give me some of your property or I'm going to show your wife what you got. You know what I'm saying? You know that pool? I want full access. I'm joking. Don't do that. That's rude. Damn, dude, that sucks. That sucks for that woman. Shit.
Yeah, tell me about it. Oh, well.
Not only Putin, though, I want to say not only Putin did he come out and say that, but there were other leaders who were saying, like, listen, I'm when Trump gets in there, they kept saying January 20th, like, it's going to be a long 2 months, but January 20th, and that's from, like, Poland. I mean, you were hearing this from like different leaders in Europe where they were talking about like, we just got to make it to the 20th, you know? Yeah. And I think what's funny about it is when you look at like what the Democrats and a lot of the left say, where he's not respected as a world leader. When you hear world leaders, I mean, the one I thought was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. I literally have ever seen was, what was it? The G20? Is that what it was just recently?
Yeah. They just had it.
They didn't even take a picture with Joe Biden. Did you see that?
He was lost.
He was lost. And they went up there. All the world leaders were up there. They were taking photos. And the reporters were like yelling like, hey, Biden, we got to get Biden in here.
Mm-hmm.
They took the photos without Biden.
And then left.
Then when he started seemingly walking towards the stage, they got off the stage and left.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
but didn't they do that in like 2022? You know what I mean? Like he was far back behind everybody. He wasn't really in charge. He was kind of like off to the side.
Yeah. No, they did do that. But he was there. Like he wasn't there. Like
he wasn't even.
People were
stage.
Yelling for them to wait for Joe Biden to get on stage, and they just took a picture and fucking bounced, shook hands, and left.
Was this like after because he just lost the president, right? So he's not really.
It's not a good look, bro. I'm just saying. I don't know what
he's still the president, right?
Yeah,
he
is the president, and I get what you're saying. I think I understand that makes kind of sense, but he is still the leader of America at this moment, and he's there. And it's like, oh, fuck that guy. He's lost. So, you know, by the time he actually gets up here, no one wants to stand around and wait. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's a sign that everybody's aware that he was never really running the country. You know?
Yeah. That's probably the case. I don't know. It's just when you watch the video of it and you can hear the reporters and people are like, oh, my God.
Where's Biden?
Oh, my God. What are they doing? Why are they doing? And it's like, no, why are they doing this? What do you mean, why are they doing? They're doing this because they don't respect the man. What are you talking about?
They don't give a fuck about
the guy. He could have shit himself. I mean, he literally could have shit his pants. And they were like, dude, we got to get this photo before he gets up here. I can't stand the smell. You know what I mean?
Well, so what do you guys think happens between now and Inauguration Day? Because I was thinking, like, they're going to try to throw the book or everything but the kitchen sink, okay? They're going to try to do, like, World War III. They're going to have a financial collapse. They're going to have a blackout. They're going to have, like, a cyber attack. What's going on?
Now, here's the thing. What do you really think, Greg? I want to know. Don't throw out everything in the kitchen sink. What do you really think will happen? Like, in your head at home, at midnight, when you're in bed, you're cozying up, dude. You're just laying there. Maybe 11. You go to bed a little earlier. 11 o'clock, you're just thinking in your head. What comes to your brain, in your brain, that you actually think may happen?
So I think they're going to build up this catastrophe type of thing to make Trump look better. I feel like Trump is in on this whole thing. Just like the whole, I think he had an agreement with Putin where he's like, that's why he said that he could end the war in 24 hours, because it's like, why would he say that unless he had some sort of agreement? You know what I mean? And that's why Putin's coming out now saying, okay, I'll agree to a ceasefire as long as I can just work with Trump. You know, it's like, oh, okay, so that's convenient. But I think that they're going to make it look like such chaos. And then so that way when Trump comes in, he'll smooth everything over and it'll be the calm before the storm. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I mean, there was a piece of me yesterday, I will admit to you, that I was in my head. I was like, man, this seems like Trump had pre-negotiated this a little bit. There was a piece of me that thought that same thing, where I'm like, yeah, this just seems to, like, now I'm not saying he coordinated the whole thing. I don't think he could have, but I think that he knew that maybe Biden was going to do something a little stupid and maybe try to thwart some shit with it. And
I don't think it was Biden. You think it was Biden who sold the U.S. missiles over to Ukraine?
I mean, listen, no, not literally, no, but he is the person. I mean, did he actually have any say? Like, I doubt it. But he could have said no.
You know, because we were still bombing people. I know Trump had say on, like, Soleimani and, like, the Syria air base, but we were still, you know, fighting people when Trump was in office. I don't think he was the one saying, hey, let's keep doing this.
Yeah, listen, I think those, I think there's a difference, personally. I think them giving them those certain long-range missiles and then approving them to use them, I would like to think that he had some knowledge of that. Because all the reports are saying that Biden approved them to use it. So now, if you want to say that the man's out of his mind and he had no idea what he was talking about, that's fair, too, because the guy is out of his mind. But at the end of the day,
Didn't even know what he was signing.
That's what I'm saying. That's very possible. But he also hasn't come out and said, like, I never did this, or, like, that was not the intent. Like, there was nothing about anything. He hasn't said shit. He was in the Amazon speaking. He never said shit about it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, what I'll counter to you, when Trump comes out and says, I'll end this war in a day, that to me is completely normal Trump talk. Like, let's be very honest. The guy always says he's going to finish it. I could have this done in an hour. I could sign that bill in 20 minutes. I could fucking fix this country in 2 weeks. I mean, like, the him being like, it's going to take a day is not shocking to me. I don't know that he really thinks it's going to take a day, but maybe he has a better relationship with Putin and Zelensky than we think. You know what I'm saying?
I think he does.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't know that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying maybe he's like, communicating.
I think that, like, he used this to get elected, like, as the peace negotiator, as the peacemaker, the peace president, right? And that's not a bad move. I mean, I'm like, sure, yeah, if you can bring peace, then do it.
Yeah.
But, like, him saying he was going to end it in 24 hours, sure, that's bombastic. That's, you know, Trump talk. But I think that the fact that now you're having Putin come out saying the same thing,
yeah,
I'm willing to, you know, you guys bombed us. You killed a bunch of my civilians, but I'm willing to negotiate as long as we do it with Trump. But how is he going to do that with Trump before January 20th? Or before January, whenever the inauguration is.
I think he can. So one of the things that people were talking about that they wish that he would do, and that's not off the table. We still have, what, 2 months, a month and a half? It's just, you know, we got some time. They were saying that I can't remember who it was, man. It was somebody fairly significant. But they were like, the best thing that Trump could do right now is call Zelensky, call Putin, and say, listen, I will meet you halfway, okay? I will fly Trump plane over to fucking Poland. I will fly, you know what I mean? I will go somewhere and I will have a sit down conversation with you, and let's figure out how we can make it through the next 2 months without doing anything stupid and resolve this situation. And he could do that. I mean, he has the right to. He met with fucking Israel. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. With fucking Netanyahu. He can meet with world leaders, man. Now, is he going to get policy through? Like, no, because he's not in that position. But he can go settle this shit down. And I think he should.
So I actually was listening to who's the conservative guy who's on Portland Talk. What's his name?
Lars Larson. Yeah.
And he was saying he can't negotiate with any foreign leader because of the Logan Act. And if he tried to, they would throw that again at him. Remember how they were trying to throw that at him before he got in 2016, 2017. So they were saying he can't negotiate anything right now because the Logan Act is in everybody's purview. They know what it is. And it's this thing that.
So I need a refresh, man. Can you look that up? What's the Logan Act exactly? What's the definition of the Logan Act?
So it's a civilian is not allowed to make negotiations with a political, any political strategy, any political agreements. They're not allowed to basically discuss anything to do with foreign policy.
It's a law that criminalizes the negotiation of a dispute between the United States and a foreign government by an unauthorized American citizen. The intent behind the act is to prevent unauthorized negotiations from undermining the government's position. Now, here's my question. He is president-elect.
Yeah, what would make him unauthorized?
Yeah, I mean, listen, if he's president-elect...
Or do you have to have the president title or in government to have...
He's not sworn in. Hmm. You have to be sworn in to be president, right?
But he also is a past president. Does that matter? Because... I'm just curious because I actually don't know. I mean,
if that's the case, then Obama can do it and George Bush can do it. And whoever is a past policymaker, so let's say John Kerry, remember when he was over and dabbling in this stuff too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying if you say it's okay for Trump, then it's okay for everybody.
I don't know. That's why
those people do it anyway. They're all doing it all the time. They're always talking to foreign people.
I'm just saying, if Obama comes out and says, Russia, we need to have, peace right now. Is that negotiation? If they actually listened, is that considered negotiation?
I don't know. So this is actually what they got Michael Flynn on. This is what Michael Flynn went to prison for, is for going over and talking to Russian diplomats before he was sworn in as his national security advisor role. And they were you said that you were not, blah, blah, blah. They fucked him because they changed the verbiage in the the F-22 or whatever that form is that the FBI fills out when they do investigations. But it's one of those things where it's touchy. I wouldn't do it if I were Trump, but that's why I'm saying I think he had a pre-negotiated deal before he left, or maybe a back channel. Who the hell knows?
But I mean, listen, to be fair, I get what you're saying, and you're right. I'm sure that's the case, and I'm sure that's not worth the risk, but... Him making the videos that he is making where he's saying, when I get into office, we need to have a sit-down conversation. I think the understanding is there. It might not be a backdoor deal. It might be a situation where if the channel, if me and you, right, if we were world leaders, you know what I'm saying? We have a history together. We've talked. If Chris becomes the world leader and you guys don't communicate the same way, you're just going to say, well, listen, Dave is back in now, and
castle.
I'm going to win.
King of the castle.
Yeah.
So my point is maybe he just, maybe it's just listen, he makes these videos. He says, listen, when January 20th comes around, we're going to get this solved. And Putin sees this and goes and understands I'm going to wait for Trump. There's no reason to negotiate with a fucking crippled man and a woman who just lost. Right. There's no reason to do this. What I'm hoping for is Russia doesn't have some major retaliation. Cause obviously Zelensky can still do things and he could still do things. And we could ask, 2 months is a long time. It can escalate very quickly. And the best thing would be if they can just slow that shit down for the next 2 months and try to figure out where common ground is. Cause Zelensky's not going to get everything he wants.
They just did tell him he can keep the what is it? $30 billion or whatever it was.
I don't know, it's a shitload of money. But here's what I worry about is whenever you see these headlines of Ukraine just attacked Russia with US made missiles, it makes me think they're willing to bomb us and claim that it was Russia. because they had this pre-provocation act of sending the U.S.-made missiles over to Ukraine, allowing them to bomb Russia, and then you can that paves the way for a false flag here, where they could set off a bomb in downtown whoever, and they can blame it on Russia, and all of our corrupt intelligence agencies would agree. They'd be like, "Yeah, Russia just bombed us. What are we going to do? Biden, what are you going to do? Trump, what are you going to do?"
Well, I don't know if that's going to. I don't know if that's going to work that way, to be honest with you. First of all, we haven't. That would have to be. Are you talking about an actual missile strike?
Because people dying.
No, I'm talking about. Are you talking about a Russian rogue Russian who bombs a specific area like a fucking bomb vest? You're talking about a missile.
Ain't gonna. I'm talking about the CIA bombing the U.S. population and blaming it on Russia.
Listen, dude, I know what you're saying. You're talking about the CIA. I'm asking, how are they going to play that? Are they going to say that it was a missile? Are they going to say that it was a person who let off a bomb, ignited a fucking suitcase bomb? You know what I'm saying? Like, which one are you talking? Because the missile one is not going to be believable at all.
Well, especially now. And I think that's why Putin came out and said this. Like, I'm willing to do a ceasefire and I'm not going to harm you guys.
Yeah.
Because I think they were setting this up to have a missile drop on the United States and blame it on Russia. Mm-hmm. I could see that happening. Get us in a war.
Try to push the war, even like actually make it a war.
Yeah.
With us.
Have Americans want to go to war, right? That's how you do it.
If that happened, I wouldn't believe it for one second, period. Like, somebody sending over a missile overseas or from some ship off the coast. Like, we have some defenses. We have, that is so unbelievable to me that I would just be like, well, that's full of shit. Now, if you want to say some Russian agent came downtown and fucking did a pipe bomb and blew up a bunch of people, like the Boston Marathon kind of style shit, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Some rogue person could actually do that. And I would be like, fuck, that's terrible. But a missile, I'm buying it at all, dude. I can't buy
that. Yeah, I mean, either one. Yeah. I mean, that first one would probably be a lot easier to do, right?
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, easier to get some sort of whatever homemade bomb, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's just like the whole Iranian attack. Like, there was like this plot to kill Trump, right? There was this rogue Iranian who was actually working with two Israeli men, suspiciously. And one, there was actually like multiple Iranian men. One of them was still on the loose. And so they're trying to get this this motive out into the public that like, oh, Iran is trying to kill Trump. And it's like, what? And so like, you have to look at who wants to go to war with Iran. Fucking everybody now. Yeah. So I don't know. It's just one of those things where I could see them purposefully using somebody and blaming it on another country, so that way Americans want to go to war with that country.
Yeah, sure.
Well,
man,
they've used it, that kind of tactic, before.
All the time.
But yeah. I mean, I think what you would see is, let's hypothetically say that there was a missile that could get through, and obviously Russia wouldn't take credit for that, clearly. That would, especially with somebody like you, right? Or just the audience in general, like, that would immediately turn into the biggest fucking, like, conspiracy of all time, because you would have, okay, you'd have the Russia group, Russia did this, they're evil, we got to stop them, this is what they're doing. You'd have the, I guarantee this would be Greg, day two, it was Ukraine. Ukraine did it so that we could get more money to them, and so they could put the blame on Russia, make them even the worse, you know, they're even badder guys than they already are, and it was Ukraine, you know, they're, and I'm like, so that's what I'm saying. It's, no matter how you spin it, it's going to be like, it's somebody else that did it. It could be Russia.
That would be more believable, wouldn't it?
Ukraine. I believe that Ukraine could do it, absolutely. Ukraine supposedly is the one that blew up the pipeline, right? Like, why would you do that?
And
that,
and there was just
that, no. That was fucking... that was our own intelligence agency.
Well, now
it was proven.
Well, so they just came out the other day, and a couple of the different podcasts were talking about it being Ukraine that actually did that to sabotage the situation. So, I don't know.
With our money,
sure. But
there was a. One of those main reporters, the guy, the reporter who Cy Hirsch.
Oh yeah. I think
whatever his name is.
Yeah,
I think his name is Cy Hirsch, but he's like a infamous reporter who is reporting on, like, what's his nose? The guy who dies. The DC staffer who got shot, Seth Rich. Right. So he reported on him. This guy has a bunch of intel, and like he basically just laid the whole report out, and it was like blatantly obvious that it was either the U.S. Marines or it was like the U.S. intelligence that did this.
I don't believe any of it. I don't believe anybody when it comes to that shit. I really don't, because like everybody's wrong at one point. You know what I'm saying? And to me, like, it seems like Ukraine would do that shit. Like, it benefits Ukraine. It hurts.
Nord Stream pipeline, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah, but it hurts. See, that's what...
You should look this up, Chris. Pull this article up. How America Took Out the Nord Stream Pipeline by Cy Hirsch. And it will go on to tell you all about it.
I mean, yeah, but you... Listen... Just to be like you for a second, though, like you trust this 100%? Like, I mean, it's an article.
I've looked at. No, he's a reporter, dude. Okay. He's an actual like true reporter.
That's cool, but is this not an article? This is an article. So like, well, that's what I said. It's an article, and like
it's a Substack, so it's a little bit more than just an article.
Seymour Hirsch.
Yeah, Seymour Hirsch.
So it says here, New York Times called it a mystery, but the United States executed a covert sea operation that was kept secret until now.
Yeah, I don't know if you'll have access to
that.
Yeah,
it's on his Substack.
Yeah,
so.
We don't. I mean, I'm down. Absolutely, America could do it, for sure. I just, like, I don't know why they would, to be honest with you. I'm not real sure why they would do that. I see why Ukraine would do it. I don't see why America would do it.
The pipeline?
Yeah.
To get I mean, because that was like oil going to Russia, wasn't it?
No, there's oil going out of Russia, in and out of Russia. Oh. But that
so Russia can't sell oil anymore.
Yeah, but that fucks the entire European countries, all of them. So that was the mistake. So that's why.
Well, no, because then we started selling them the oil.
We could not provide them that kind of oil. It was not the same situation. So a lot of them, Germany included, all those countries got oil from this pipeline. It was blown up, and it was a huge leg cutting of the entire European countries. Had they gone to World War...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right, so you can make the case that like Russia lost money, fair, but you also make the case that a huge part of Europeans, if we had to go to war, Germany and all this other, all the energy that they needed would also be cut off because of this pipeline. It makes no sense. And that's why, like, when they were talking about Ukraine was the one that did it, there were certain countries, I don't remember if it was Poland, it might have been, I can't remember who it was, so just don't hold that to me, but one of the countries came out, actually said Ukraine did this. And they absolutely took our fucking legs out by doing it, because they were so, you know, with Russia, they were trying to do their thing with Russia, but they actually it absolutely hurt the entire European countries that could have helped Ukraine had Russia gone farther, but they weren't going to be able to. It's just a huge amount of oil that goes through all those countries. They can get it from other places, sure, but it's not in the same it's not in the same quantity. It's not as easily available. It was a huge mistake. So even if America did it, it was a huge mistake.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's one of those things where you can blame it on Ukraine and you can sell whatever reserves you have, right? And I think that's what Biden did, is he opened up our reserves so that way he could like sell it to Ukraine.
Yeah, but
Right before you know, Trump, or right before Putin came out and he was going to like invade Ukraine, this was Victoria Nuland. She was the Secretary of State, right, for political affairs.
Yeah.
And she was saying, I want to be very clear with you today. If Russia invades Ukraine one way or the other, Nord Stream will not move forward. She said that before it got blown up. And then you had Joe Biden saying, if Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine, there will no longer be a Nord Stream 2, Biden said. And then he goes, we will bring an end to it. I promise we'll be able to do that. Right. So that's just like some circumstantial evidence. Right.
Yeah.
And then you go on and you'll find out, like, you had American, whether it was like Marines or you had like CIA operatives over in that area doing like a quote unquote, like test, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like they had submarine divers in the water where the explosion happened. So it's like, what?
I just look at like America, think of them as the mob boss. You know what I'm saying? Like the mob boss is not the one that it takes the people out. It's the people under him. Now, I'm not saying America didn't agree to it, or this is just my personal opinion. And obviously I haven't read this article. So to be fair, like maybe there's some really great evidence I'm missing. I haven't got it. But what I'm saying is like, why wouldn't America go to Ukraine and say, listen, we're giving you so much money. We're giving you fucking all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? And what we need you to do is blow this fucking pipeline up. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get the money, you're going to have to blow the pipeline up. We don't want our hands dirty. You know, we don't want it to ever come back to us because we'll just deny it. You know what I'm saying? So you have to do this thing. Like, it makes more sense.
Well, not only that, but it pushes the green initiative too, right? Like, less oil in the world. So now we have to focus on electric cars.
Well, there's that. And there's also, like, how much oil, like, spilled out and fucking, you know what I mean? Like, polluted the area or any of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why that tangent happened, but my point is at the end of the day, like, to me, it's very funny that, like, Biden is such a weak person that, like, when you watch some of the G20 stuff that you could see it. And we knew that was the case, but when you watch the news, the fake news, they're coming out saying that he's strong, he's respected, Trump is not respected in the world, it weakens us. But then when you see the leaders talk, you're like, oh, no, they hate this guy. They fucking hate Joe Biden. He means nothing. He does nothing. And they know that. And when he was not on stage and they were taking photos, I don't know if Trudeau ran, but like they panned the camera over and they found him. He was over by a palm tree and he was talking to Trudeau over there. Of course, like the one guy who will give him the time of day. And I'm like, look at these are buffoons, dude. These two are absolute buffoons. And if I was a world leader anywhere else in this world, I'd be like, these guys suck. They probably fuck each other. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that Trudeau likes some old dick.
You think he likes?
Yeah, I think he does, dude.
I think so, probably.
Yeah, I think he likes.
Old Dick Trudeau.
Does he have a wife?
Trudeau?
Yeah, Joe Biden. What are you talking about? I don't know. He does he have a wife?
I don't think so.
I don't think he's.
I don't.
Or is he a bachelor?
Where's Flex when we need him, dude? I've never really heard him talk about his wife. Now that you say that, I don't really follow the man much, but. I mean,
I don't even know how to spell French in Trudeau.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it'll come up. There's
come on. You have the French sound now, Chris.
here it is. I have it right in front
of me.
Scroll down right here. Let's see. Governor, blah, 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 prime, that he proceeded, born, child. So nope. He has three children. He has three children. Yes, spouse, Sophia. They separated.
In 2023.
Oh, so he's a bachelor, bro. She even left.
So he's like newly on that old dick.
Yeah, man. I think he's going to get ran out back to fucking Cuba. You know what I'm saying? Or wherever the fuck, you know, wherever he's from, dude.
Of course he would name one of his kids Pierre.
Pierre Trudeau.
Pierre. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean.
All right. So yeah, maybe he is taking a little dick. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
How? What kind of money would you put down that Jill Biden has fucked Justin Trudeau?
Ooh.
Jill?
Yeah. Like the old, you know what I'm saying? She like. They're meeting. They listen. I just want to tell you, I'm sorry about your divorce.
Like humiliation ritual.
Joe Biden doesn't get me. He doesn't make me moan anymore. Trudeau. You think?
I don't know.
I bet you.
I don't know.
I bet he'd take down Joe.
Trudeau.
She's gonna say like, I'm a doctor in education. I'll teach you how to slay puss. You know something like that? No.
You know what I bet's happened? She probably had like one of those, you know, sex dreams, and she was like. Justin. And Joe's like, who are you talking about? Who's Justin?
Yeah, from the
corner. Or no, Joe, Joe goes, I just had a dream about Justin too.
As you know, he's sitting in the corner.
Oh yeah, Justin.
Yeah, he's just jerking off, dude.
Yeah,
he's jerking off in the corner, man. Oh my god, he's like listening to his wife masturbate over Justin Trudeau, and he's just wanking it.
It's probably fucking Hunter in the bed with him. Oh
yeah, Hunter, ooh,
Hunter's
maybe
probably jumping in on jail.
Well, we know Joe. He does like his nieces and shit. You know what I'm saying?
He was just at Disney. He was just at Disneyland.
He was. He looked old. He actually looks old right now.
He did look
Hunter old. Does.
Yeah, he yeah. looks. He's growing into Joe Biden. It's a really weird
guy. Dude, he's got like the crack pox, dude. You know, that's like true. You do so much crack, you got true. Pox on your face.
Well, I mean, he looked like I'm gonna be. You know, I'm not trying to be. The guy is what he is, but he looked better than I've seen him. You know what I'm saying? He looked like he was lucid, I guess would be the right word. But he looked old. I
but of course, Hunter Biden would be at Disneyland, right?
Oh, children.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Just lots. Well, dude, of Skittles,
you know what?
Lots of Skittles.
I heard that like the bigger your dick is, the faster you age. So I mean, he's probably gonna die young.
Oh,
is that true?
Yeah, too much blood, dude. Oh, it goes okay. down, oh. you know, leaves your brain.
I mean,
all right,
have
man.
Heart palpitations because it's too much blood in your dick.
That
makes sense.
Yeah, and yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That's probably why I look so young.
Oh, yeah.
The man that just got dentures. Like, I don't want to hear it, dude. That's why I look so young.
Wait, doesn't that go against what I was saying? Yeah. But yeah, Chris, you should tell your wife that. Be like, you want to see my dick? Just, I would just be super creepy with those things. Dude.
Yeah, dude.
I hear no teeth is good for women, too.
Yeah, dude. Just get out of the shower. Get out of the shower naked, man. Stand right in front of the bed and be like, you know, tell her you're ready and just spit those
just
fuckers
pop
out.
Just
spit them out, dude.
Yeah. Before you say that, though,
yeah.
say, are you ready to go on a slip and slide?
Yeah. Do a little gum to lip. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be good, man.
It'd be even funnier, too, because it's actually really hard to get them out without drool going everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Lube it up.
Yeah.
It fucking lubes it up, bro. Oh, my God. Good times, dude. Good times, man. Yeah,
oh,
it was,
Jesus.
What time is it, man? What time is it?
We got 20 minutes.
Dude, it's kind of sad. It's a bad thing, but it's also kind of cool. But the other day, we lost an old friend. I wasn't as close, but there was a kid from high school that died. And it was like kind of like, I was just like, damn, dude. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
A guy named Ryan Dallas.
Yes, Ryan.
And he used to hang out with like, yeah, he used to hang out with a lot of our friends and shit. You know, I wasn't
real. Were you saying he was cool?
No. I said it's a terrible thing, but I said what was cool is the other night, like, you know, I was thinking about it. And again, I wasn't like real close with Ryan. He played in bands. My band Ashland, we played shows with him. I still keep in touch with a couple of those guys. And so I was like, damn, that's really terrible. And I don't even know all the details. I think he might have committed suicide, but I'm not real sure. So I don't want to say that's what it is. But
I don't know either.
Yeah, but I was thinking about it, and I'm like, shit, because we also had another person that I was friends with in middle school that passed away a little less than a week ago. Melanie Prussman, who was a friend, you know, a good friend of mine for a couple years there and was part of the group that I was friends with. And she had like a terminal illness, which was really sad. But so I was thinking, I was like, you know, you kind of get into that age now where we're cresting on that 40, you know, that midlife shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, like there's this like we're going to get to the point where it's inevitable that more of our friends are going to pass away. You know, at some point, like it's just we're getting to the age where. You know, there's likely accidents and people are getting older and who knows what. So I decided to like reach out, you know, because I know a couple of our friends, old friends, were very close to this guy. And so I reached out. I started talking to Tim, our friend Tim. I started talking to our friend Matt. And I was like, it was like catching up. And I was like, it was kind of nice. Cause I ended up talking to him for quite a while, man. Like I was just texting both of them back and forth. We were talking about old memories, talking about other friends that we hadn't talked about for a long time. So it was like, cool, man. I mean, that kind of stuff is kind of cool. That's why I meant to say it was cool. It brought some people back, you know, where you're just like, man, I just want to reach out and say like, hey, man, I our friend Tim, which me and Greg, we played music with him. He was a dear friend of mine for a long time, dear friend of Greg's for a long time. And I haven't really talked to him in 20 years, man. And like, this is a guy that we, you know.
Well, we came over for a football game one time with his girlfriend, and it was weird because they didn't have kids, and we all had kids, and he was just like, man, you guys got a lot of kids.
Yeah, no, we
just looked uncomfortable and left.
Yeah, well, he was there. He was there for a while. Our friend Cody came over, and it was nice. I mean, it was nice to see him, and I hadn't seen him for a long time, and I know he's doing well. But I reached out to him, and I was just like, "Hey, man, listen, I know you were really close with Ryan, and I just wanted to tell you I was thinking about you, man, and I hope you're doing okay. You know, and I miss you. I just wanted, I was trying to like break that ice, you know, because after so long, it's hard to do that. So what I told him was like, "Hey, listen, we're all older. You know, we're getting older, and I just want to tell you I fucking love you, dude. You were one of my great friends, and I really appreciate that time that we spent together. We had some great memories together, and I really just wanted to reach out and say that. You know, if you're busy, I get it." And he came back, was like, "Man, you know, I work for the hospital. I don't have any kids, but I'm still just like so busy, and I miss you." And we ended up talking for like an hour, man. And it was fucking cool, dude. Like, it was cool. And I was just gonna say, like, it's neat to be able to like reach out, because sometimes that's hard to do. I see people on Facebook, and I see people, you know, on Instagram and shit, and I keep up with their photos and shit, you know, but like, you never want to, like, you feel weird, like, "Hey, man, what's up, dude?" Like,
yeah, I never have like an inkling even to reach out to old people that I knew. Well, some, there are some, like very few, but like people I went to school with, none of them.
Listen, I don't. None of them. I don't have it. I don't have that inkling either. As a whole, I'm very much content with the friend group that we have.
But it was just as like this one thing. It was like, "Hey, I need to like."
Me and Tim were very close, like in middle school. So like me, Tim, Greg, and Sean. Right, we had the band. We were in a band. Okay, many of you know that we played music in high school and shit. And you and Sean, Greg, were really close friends. I mean, you guys lived next door, and you were fucking tight as fuck. And
yeah,
me and Tim,
we were best friends like all throughout elementary school, high school.
And so Tim was my friend in middle school. Like we hung out a lot, and Sean Baker, we had a different, you know, but it was all the same group. You know what I'm saying? Like we all were friends, but like I hung out with Tim. Like I was at his house and he was at my house every weekend. You were at Sean's house every weekend. And we spent all like middle school, and then obviously through high school. And then after high school, we played music together, and we had different forms of bands and toured and stuff. And it's just weird because he got into drugs and shit. You know, I talked to him about that a little bit, but, and that's what kind of did it for me, was he went a different way, and he had to kind of deal with his own demons and shit. But, it sucks because you spend so much of your younger life with a person or around a person, and you're very close to them. And it's weird just thinking about it in hindsight. It's just weird. That's like, how did that just not exist? You know, it's kind of a weird thing. Like it just ceased. Like you had all these things, and then it just ceases to exist.
It was a slow. It's like the frog in the boiling water. It happens slowly over time. Because like he started hanging out. Like he would show up high to band practice. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then like he'd go hang out with the people that he's getting high with. It's just like one of those things where it's like, "Hey, what are you doing this weekend?" "Oh, I'm going to go over to my friend's house and get high rather than hang out." You know? So it's like it's a slow thing, but.
Yeah, but it still sucks. It sucks, and it's weird because, you know, like me and you, for example, right? Like we didn't hang out as much in like middle school at all, really. And then when we played music, we all hung out, obviously. But you still hung out with Sean more, and I still hung out with Tim more. You know what I'm saying? Like those two were just generally closer. And then Sean and Tim obviously had some issues, and then we worked out to where me and you started just hanging out a lot, dude. I mean, we were hanging out a lot. So I mean, it all fits into a certain thing, and then we created like this whole thing, and we are where we're at now. But all I was trying to say was, is man, it is like, it felt really good, and I'm just like putting it out there, like, you know, if you have somebody that you're friends with a long time, or you haven't spoken to somebody for a long time, and they mean something to you, like just reach out, because you never know, you just don't fucking know, dude, like when you're just That's gonna true. Not wake up and shit, and it just felt nice.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude.
Yes, I mean. You had to throw that out there. You just don't know when you're just not going to wake up.
You don't, man. Like, and that's
it's true.
It's the thing.
Yeah, you got to think about it every day, man.
You
like,
don't.
You got to treat it.
You do.
You don't got to think about it. Just live. Well, and then, no, you know, one day you just you don't anymore.
Not like not fear about it.
No, it's not a fear
just like
thing.
Basically treat it as if like this were your last day. Like imagine what you would say to people, and just, you know, have that compassion. With each embrace, you know, that you have with your wife.
That's, with, no, you're 100% right, man. You're 100% right. And I'm guilty as fuck. I think we all are. Because it's very easy to be like, I'll get it tomorrow. You know, like you get in an argument or something, and you just go to bed, and you're kind of like not on the right foot per se, or it doesn't matter what it is, but you just think, you always assume that I got time. And then when you see people pass away that you know, it just kind of, it makes you stop for a quick second, and just be like, damn, dude, like he, you know, he was like my age. What the fuck, you know, like what the fuck's going on? Like, and then you realize like, you never know. You just don't know when something's going to pop up, you know? I'm not saying I think about it every day. I'm just saying it does put it into perspective. It makes me realize that like, you can't ignore it. You know, like if you miss somebody or you're thinking about somebody, like just reach out and say hi. That's what I'm trying to say. I do think about Tim and those guys every once in a while. I'm like, man, we played that show.
I did text a buddy of mine the other day that I haven't talked to in a long time.
Yeah, it probably felt pretty kind of nice.
I texted Nick D.
Okay, and it felt nice, probably.
It did. Because
Nicky D?
Yeah, Elton John came on the radio, and I was like, oh, yeah. I wonder what Nick D is doing. Because that guy, he loves Elton John.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, it was cool, man. It was good to hear that they're doing well. And I just, like I said, I was like, keep in touch. And then Tim, man, he was texting me today. I was fucking chatting with him up today. Like, he's just messaging. It's just nice. I'm not saying we're going to be best friends or any of that stuff, but it's just nice to like, hey, man, like we were good friends. There's no reason that we couldn't be friends. We couldn't communicate every once in a while. So you just reach out, man. Say you love somebody if you miss them, you know, that kind of stuff. I think that's important. Yep. Man. That's important.
No, I hear you.
I miss you, Greg. I fucking miss you, man. I love you, dude.
I miss you guys too.
I wish you'd come hang out one of these days over here. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, you haven't been back to freaking good old
We're going to be back January. I know Jill's going for a week, and I'm going to try to get out for the weekend, like a extended weekend, hopefully. But she'll be out there for a week. So I'm definitely going to get out there. I got to get out there, man. It's been too long. But, you know, it's
a good. I was just up there, and I would have went and hung out with Greg, but I wasn't walking anywhere.
Yeah.
I literally did
nothing the whole time.
Yeah, man. You get that. Yeah, see, that's the other thing. You got that bum fucking ankle, man, too, right now, man.
Now I have two fucked up feet.
Man, you can't walk or talk. You know what I'm saying?
Both of your feet are messed up?
Well, I got the one foot has three plates in it still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it was the opposite foot that I fucked up here a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
And I was like, they told me I couldn't walk on it. And it was like the size of a fucking basketball. And it was all, I couldn't do anything.
I told him,
are you getting like workman's comp or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And
so if you remember, he threw his back out with a pebble and he fucking tweaked his ankle on a fucking 3-inch ledge. So there's some issues, man. We gotta get to it.
Hey, let me ask you this, Chris, because like, I think like all of that stuff is fair to blame on motocross, right? Or motocross, but like the teeth shouldn't be from motocross. So I'm wondering if there's like a bone issue going on here.
Oh, maybe you got density's not there.
Weak bones, so like osteoporosis.
No, I don't have weak bones because I didn't, with this foot thing right now, I didn't break anything.
That you know of.
That you know of. That's true because I don't really trust like it hurt pretty fast.
I was telling him, Greg, if you remember, I fucking cracked my foot on a pallet jack. And I went to the doctor and they told me I had a high ankle sprain and it was months. We had Rowan, we had a newborn literally.
Yeah.
And it was months and it was not getting better. And I went to therapy, physical therapy, and they were fucking massaging this thing. It hurt like a fucking bitch, dude. And then I went back finally. I was like, listen, this thing hurts. You guys said this was an ankle sprain. This shit hurts. It's swelling still. They went and put me in the fucking tube, whatever that CAT scan or whatever the fuck.
Scanned your cat.
They scanned my old cat. The old dick. I asked him. I said, "You got a picture of my dick in there?" But anyways, they found out it was broken. And I'm like, "Fucking Kaiser, you fucking told me you didn't even give me a cast. I was walking around in this fucking shitty boot. You guys have people massaging my broken bones. That's fucking really fucking convenient."
Exactly. Yeah.
And I should have sued their asses, bro. I should have sued their fucking asses, man. But it was broke. They and that's why I was telling you. I was like, just because they're saying it's just an ankle sprain, man. You heard a pop noise.
It popped pretty loud.
And that's exactly what I heard. I'm just saying that it's possible that it actually is broken.
It could have been.
Okay. I'm just saying.
But because it does still swell a little bit. But, I mean, yesterday was my first day back to work, so.
Well, I would just get, like, your bone density checked or, like, get a full nutrient test. Or a nutrient panel.
He don't give a shit. He's going to be 80. He's just going to be snapping bones, fucking sneezing, breaking ribs, dude.
No. Okay. I've hit the ground pretty fucking hard in my days, and I haven't broken very many bones.
When you say very many, though, what does that mean? Because I feel like most people don't break a lot of bones.
I guess my foot was a lot of bones. It shattered my whole foot. So.
Okay. How many bones you broke, Greg?
I think like two.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I broke three.
Okay, that's not bad. Yeah, it's not bad.
I broke my foot, which is a bunch of bones, yeah, technically.
So you broke.
I broke my eye socket, or my, not my eye socket, my fucking nasal cavity right here.
Okay, okay.
And I broke my knuckle once.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. I'll give it to you. That's not bad. You
should still. I slurred real bad on that one.
You should try to say a lot of S words in a row. The slippery snake snuck out of us. Nippity slide.
Slippery snake snuck out of us. Whatever.
So last thing, just real quick. I know we had the, did you guys watch any of that UAP shit? You know, you follow any of that?
A little.
Yeah, the water.
They all live in the ocean.
They're all in the ocean. You hear that shit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did not see it.
So, you know, listen, it's a bunch of the same old folks going to Congress saying the same old shit, you know, but they were saying,
why even have another one?
Well, somebody did make a
post. So what we're talking about, nobody's seen that, heard about this. They had another fucking congressional hearing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
About aliens
living in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in the water. That's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say somebody made a post that I thought was interesting and it made me go like, okay. If you remember right, we did a lot of nuclear testing underwater.
Oh, I seen something about that too.
And it's like, it does make you wonder.
Were we at war?
Not at war, but did we know that something was there? Up. No. That's Godzilla-like. I like what you're thinking. I like that. But no. Is there a chance that they were testing these? We know that they tested them on ground, right? We know. In the Arizona desert, Nevada desert, they're testing.
New Mexico,
wherever. They were testing these. There we go. Texas, everywhere. But the point is why do it underwater? You know, it's cool looking, right? Like, what would it look like underwater? And you see the giant plume of water come out.
Well,
of the
I think
ships.
The water neutralizes any like...
Possibly. But...
Yeah, it was to prevent, like, airborne matter, right?
Sure. I get. But my thing
or
was...
Or they were fighting aliens.
In hindsight, were they testing, like, specific underwater nuclear bombs because they knew... that they were there and they may have to use them at some point.
Were they even testing or were they actually blowing something up?
Bases, you know what I'm saying?
Were they actually like blowing something up to prevent conflict?
I'm just saying. It's a little fucking weird.
I don't know.
I think if we were actually like bombing UFOs and they did exist, if that was the reality of it all, then they would have probably just started attacking us, right? Because I feel like... But there was that video that came out from like supposedly from like... Syria. Did you see that with the four orbs in the sky?
Mm-mm. No.
Dude, it was a little wild, dude. It was in dark, infrared cameras. There was four floating objects in the sky. You could see them, and they were dripping this shit from
Dripping?
They were dropping fluid out of each one of them. And if you remember, a case in Seattle was actually in Puget Sound area. There was a really famous case where there was a UFO, and a fisherman saw this UFO come out of the water, and it started dripping molten into the water. And that was a thing of like, were they collecting something or were they releasing something after they like deposits from the water, something? So these ones, all four of them did it. And what's crazier is supposedly, it's a supposed video, but it shows a missile. They actually fired a missile at this thing and you can see it come into screen.
Do you have a video of this?
I do have a video.
On your TikTok?
It comes into screen and it hits two of them and it poof, blows up. And then you see them reappear, dude.
It's on here?
It's on here, dude. So if you go down real quick, and we can scroll down real fast here. It should be
Dave's TikTok.
Oh, man, you should have waited, because what if it's not on here?
Oh.
No, well, it is on here. It is on here. So go down here. It's right there, the far right one next to the black gentleman, if you go up one more. There you go.
Right here.
So this one says UFO swarms unaffected by missile attack just posted on Daily Mail. So Daily Mail put out this piece. Apparently, I think this was in like, I want to say it was Syria or Iran or some, it was some Middle Eastern country, but go ahead and just play it, man. The music's irrelevant. I wouldn't play the music.
Oh, okay.
It's just fucking nonsensical music. Greg, can you see this okay, sir?
Yep.
All right, man. So here, just play it. So it's going to start off and you'll just, so that's the actual hits right there. Uh-huh. Right. But here's the footage. Okay. So there's four things in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
You see the mountain range and all the shit, but it'll zoom in a little bit and you're going to see they're dripping shit. I don't know what the hell this is, but you can see stuff coming out of them.
What the hell?
Mm.
Okay. And so this The reason that I thought this was exciting because I love UFO talk, and there was that famous case from, I believe, Seattle, where the water situation was dripping molten metal. And they were like, I don't know what, there's a whole fucking show on this thing, right? And then I see this, I'm like, oh, interesting. That's almost the same looking thing that they were talking about. So here's where it shows that the top right of the screen, you're going to see a missile come in. Here it goes. Okay.
Whoa, hold on. Was that a missile?
That's what they said.
How did it come down from here? Hit this one and then turn and then hit that one.
I don't know what the angle is of this. So I haven't
watched it.
Maybe it was two of them.
It could have been two. It's very
possible. No, it was one, dude. Watch it. Because brr, boop, and then turns. Boop, boop.
Eh, I'm not sure. But they stay. And they continue to drip. Now, here's the thing. If you keep going for a second, it'll go out of this night vision and go to actually darkness. It's dark, and you can see the lights in the sky. There's lights.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you, yeah. There's still four. Keep going just a little bit. You can, just so you can see that it's.
So what are they? Are they dripping into an ocean or
no,
where
that's,
is this?
That's a fucking. Like, that's like the fucking dunes, bro. It's like the fucking desert.
Just like a. Fucking
you can see trail. So that's like the dark. You can see it's fucking weird looking, dude. If you keep going, it'll show there right here. So this is the. You know, without
so them. That's what they're seeing on just normal fucking
yeah.
Camera could it be a drone? Like drones that are dripping some substance that they put into like a container?
Sure. I mean, yeah, that's absolutely like, you know, I'm seeing it like you are, and it could be any of those things. Absolutely. But I do find it weird, though, that if that was really a missile, like that would not be a drone. You know what I mean? You can see like the actual explosion. I've watched a lot of military videos. I know you guys have too with the black, you know, infrared, and you see what people look like or shit looks like when it explodes with that fucking colorful, and you see a little spray.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what that looked like. But then the thing is there still.
Hey, you know what I find interesting? Back here, they fucking have this, and they like zoom into them, right? Like zoom way in. When they zoom way in, they look like cells.
Like cells?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like a blood cell or something?
Yeah.
I think that's just like a lighting thing. It's trying to focus. It's getting blurry, but it's like the lights are off.
Yeah, it looked like a female egg. You know what I'm saying?
See that?
Oh, like that?
Yeah.
I think it's just getting blurry.
It's blurry. But I found this one a little interesting. I really did, because with everything going on and then you hear this, and I've never seen one that looked, at least seemingly looked like it got hit by a missile.
That is bizarre.
And the fact that it did not do anything. I'm like, oh, that's a little alarming. But, you know, is it fake? Possibly. Sure, dude. It's coming from the Middle East. Probably. Could they
never
be fake?
Know.
You never know. I'm just saying, I thought it was an interesting video. I don't like the fact that it didn't blow up. You know what I'm saying? But maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, it just went right through it.
But also, go look at that shit from Seattle. And you'll see that. You'll see tons of documentation on that particular UFO case where that thing was dripping molten magnum out of it. Like, it was like a... They said it was shot. Yeah. Well, it was shiny, like liquid metal dripping out of it into the Puget Sound, if I'm not mistaken, or like, over there somewhere. It could have been on a lake. But it was in Seattle, and it was a weird thing because they were trying to figure out, like, the whole episode was on them trying to figure out what that could be. You know what I'm saying? What it was releasing. And then when I saw this, that's the first thing I thought. I was like, oh, shit. I remember seeing that from years ago. So is that possible that they actually do release, like, some kind of, you know, leftover material or something that's, you know, it has to be something.
I wonder if they're, like, just dripping, like, a plasma from coming from a different fucking... What's the word?
I don't know.
Like they're
interdimensional.
This is the best part of the show.
Yeah, interdimensional. Yes, and it's like the plasma from the thin wall dripping off them.
Residual.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like a period.
The ectoplasm.
Yeah.
The plasm, kind of like a ghost.
Like it's an interdimensional period. You know what I'm saying? Like it's released, shedding the fucking light,
dimensional,
you know,
plasma.
I like that.
Dimensional. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's like the membrane that separates the world.
Yeah. Well, it's that time though. I see where we're
Pardon My Americans back, everybody.
Yeah.
Pardon My Americans.
We're gonna have to fix that closing screen.
Yeah.
That was good stuff, man. It's good stuff, man. Very happy, guys. I'm very happy to be back as PMA. I know a lot of you are happy that it's PMA. Couldn't ask for a better group here, man. I love you guys. And go tell a friend you miss him, dude. That's what I'm gonna be positive. Let's go tell a friend you miss him. Tell him you love him.
Yeah.
See what happens. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
All right. Later, guys.
Get on Patreon. Join us Friday.
Bye. Yeah, see you later.
God damn it.
See ya.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.